Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. This is one of my first rock and roll songs. Like, it's very 50s, obviously. I think it's like the Shirelles or something. But it just jammed. I just loved it. Anywho, that's enough about me. every Tuesday at 4 p.m., we do the Think Tank, and we have a couple of our friends who are on the opposite sides of the aisle. Today, we have David Barklage and Jeff Rainford, who kind of turned into a team now. You guys are like the old guys in the Muppets. Yeah.
You should see Jeff's Statler face. Jeff is about to run out of here. He's like, partner with him?
You had me until then.
You're inextricably tied to each other now.
It's a team up.
I like him. I'll just say that.
Rach, what is it about this studio today that everyone who sits in Barklage's seat looks so friggin' handsome? First Monsignor Ted. Now you come
it must be the lighting.
You come waltzing in here looking like a million bucks.
Man, I'm coming back anytime you want. I'll bring treats.
I also noticed that your trapper keeper there says the White House in the front.
Trapper keeper.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
Is that really from the White House?
It is.
Look at you.
Through goodwill.
Yeah. So I, you know, some of this little bling stuff is sort of fun, but I get, when I represent someone, a lot of times I'll end up with their membership pin. So Congress or U.S. Senate or House or President, you get those little pins. It's sort of just something to collect. And occasionally on the way, you'll trade them for something else, like a notebook or something.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of like challenge coins. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you got from your career like that? Something.
Nothing. I had baseball stuff that I got. I had experiences. So the best thing I ever got to do is I got to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown.
Wow.
And then the second best thing I got to do was very late in his life, I got to give a proclamation at home plate to Stan Musial.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So my stuff was more, I don't collect stuff. I don't do that. But I have collected memories, and I've been very lucky.
It was cool seeing you here, Jeff, at the KMOX 100th anniversary. That was a fun day, wasn't it?
It was a great day. I hadn't thought about that stuff in a really long time. I was 23 years old when I came here, and 28 when I left, and I'm now 66, so it was a really long time ago. But then I saw some of Fred Bottomer is a contemporary of mine, but I hadn't seen any of the others, so it was a really, it was a very nostalgic day.
I want to say something. Jeff, since knowing him, he has taught me more about politics than I thought I knew. His understanding of urban politics and how different urban Democrat politics are in every dynamic. In Republican world, issues are sort of built big. The big issue draws more people. In the city, you have to put a lot of small parts together to build it big. And so all kinds of nuances, all kinds of understanding. He has been an incredible mentor to someone who thought he knew a lot more than he did.
That's very cool. And I didn't know that. What you just said was new information to me.
A lot of differences that a Republican consultant would not know unless he had the opportunity to get to know someone like Jeff.
And Jeff, why is that, that the city appeals more to smaller issues?
So the city is really a series of probably 90 neighborhoods. And even New York City and Chicago and other places, it's still a series of wards or neighborhoods and small pieces. It used to be in the city of St. Louis that the committee people, and most, I won't even get into who committee people are, but it used to be the committee people were the most powerful people around. And they controlled all the jobs, the patronage, the budget, the everything. So the city has historically been chopped up into little pieces and governed in little fiefdoms. And if you're the mayor of a major city historically, and we were sort of, Francis Slay was at the end of that, you had to be able to govern, and Mayor Daley was the master at it, you had to govern all these little mini fiefdoms within your city. And so that's how you got to understand things, and you had to make the committee men and committee women happy, or the aldermen happy, at a very basic level. And in the city, we used to have 28 of them.
And Jeff, just one other thing.
Yeah.
What did you tell me a long time? The difference between Republicans and Democrats, you articulated that Democrats love humanity but hate people. Republicans love people but hate groups or, you know, humanity.
Wow. I have to let that sink in.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's true. I mean, I think if you, I actually think I know of my Republican friends, white friends, who have more African-American friends than my Democratic friends do. But my Republican friends really were never for like the Civil Rights Act and things like that. And my Democratic friends, who don't really have many African-American friends, were all for the big ideas like the Voting Rights Act and things like that. So I've always had a theory that Democrats love humanity and hate humans, and Republicans are the other way around.
One thing he got wrong, though, when we first met, we went out to a tapas restaurant and we're sharing bowls and you know, little appetizers. And in the middle of it, he blurted out, "Is this a precursor to swinging?" And I'm like, he's like, "You West County Republicans." I'm like, "Well, I don't live in West County, but I don't know how a tapas restaurant in the city constitutes swinging invitations."
Well, see, that's the other theory I have, is we Democrats wear our weirdness on our sleeves and the Republicans hide it.
Amen,
because
brother.
They hide it, it's crazier and weirder. And so I was like, is this like this eating dessert first, is this going to be like leading towards some weird stuff?
Once my mom died, I ordered dessert first. You always got to have dessert first because it's better than appetizer and probably the same calories.
And you never know.
The same calories thing, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, mozzarella sticks and a cheesecake, probably the same calories and fat.
Rach, see, Rach, we got a threesome over here.
That's what's going on here.
Let's make it weird. Make America weird.
Left, right, and independent.
Hater.
Yep.
Hater, yeah.
You're loving it.
In this
too.
Day and age, I don't blame you.
Love, that's the only thing we missed the other day, is that love your fellow man.
Yeah. Let's go back however many decades you need to, because I'm really fascinated by the changes in the Republicans and the Democrats and how they kind of swapped. My understanding is that it was the Democrats that were against a lot of the civil rights movements at the time.
So after the Civil War. Yep. Remember, Lincoln was a Republican and the Southern whites were Democrats. And so really going into the 60s, you had a situation where Southern Democrats were not for civil rights. They were not for a lot of the things, for instance, that Kennedy and Johnson were for. And so, you know, Johnson was from Texas, but still, you know, pushed through the civil rights bill and all of that.
With helps of Republicans.
With help of Rockefeller Republicans. And then the Southern Democrats were like, okay, or the Northern Democrats were like, well, if you want to be a Democrat, you got to be for civil rights. You got to be for the Equal Rights Amendment, all those things. And the Southern Democrats were like, we're against all of those things. So they ended up becoming Republicans. So it's really the 60s when it really
The Civil War had one of the most profound effects on American politics. And because of the divisiveness and everything else, even Missouri is still dealing with remnants of the Civil War, the police in St. Louis, things like that. And Missouri had the third largest number of Civil War battles. But it really did change. And in fact, in the cities like Cleveland and other cities, a lot of the blacks were Republicans. Lincoln was a Republican who freed the slaves. And the Republicans were the Union. They were free states. And to that regard, you know, that was the history of the Republican Party. And then, you know, more of late, we saw along states along the Mason-Dixon line, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia. All those states were Democrat states strongly until about 2000. And from 2000 to 2008, they all became strong Republican states.
Yeah.
And again, it was the Civil War. But what we saw is the last really migration of Democrats were what we'd call the Southern Yellow Dog Democrats. In 1984, we had the Christian Southerners come on. And that was a different group than the Yellow Dogs. The Yellow Dogs were your more old racist,
poor. Who was Missouri's last Yellow? Was that Ike Skelton? Was he the last Yellow Dog Democrat?
You know, I don't even know if he would be called a Yellow Dog Democrat because he really wasn't Southern. And so, you know, I don't think we really had one. Maybe going back to J.V. Conrad and the Boot Hill. Missouri, really, most of them, you know, Ike Skelton was more of a centrist. So, but point being is that the Yellow Dog Democrats were sort of the white, Southern, blue-collar haters, KKKs. They sort of, you know, they populated. They were mad at everybody. They left the Democrat Party, and somehow we ended up getting them. And to this day, they are the element in our party that calls everybody else rhinos.
To what degree do you guys think of St. Louis as being a Southern city?
No, St. Louis was not a Southern city. Missouri was a mixed city. And the Missouri. So what people don't remember about their history in Missouri is that back in 1861, as the war was beginning, the city of St. Louis was pro-Union, always was pro-Union, the city. And the city had a police department, which was also a militia. Well, the state government in Missouri was pro-Confederacy, and they didn't want the city police department / militia to be used against the Confederacy. So in 1861, the state of Missouri voted, the state government voted to take over the St. Louis and Kansas City police department, so they couldn't be used as a militia against the South. And that remained in effect until about 10 years ago when Mayor Slay convinced the voters to switch it, and now, wow, as we know, last year it switched back.
And what's fascinating about Missouri and the cities, it's not Southern. It's actually, we have the westernmost eastern city and the easternmost western city. Kansas City is all the attributes of a western city. In fact, it was Denver before Denver. And St. Louis is very metropolitan, very East Coast, and multicultural, et cetera. And to that regard, you know, that is the sort of dynamic of state. You have two cities that represent divergent views of coastal United States, and then you have other areas of Missouri. In fact, I think Missouri is an odd state that really a majority of it looks like another state. Northern Missouri looks like, you know, like Iowa. Southeast Missouri looks like, you know, Arkansas. Southwest Missouri looks more like, you know, Oklahoma or Kansas. And to that regard, Missouri is sort of surrounded by states that have stronger identities and landscapes that we sort of become into. And to that regard, really your core around the Mississippi, around the Missouri River, and the German settlements there and everything are probably more unique to Missouri. But the rest is sort of a reflection of what's around it.
To the point that for about 6 months, when Francis was mayor, we studied and asked our lawyers to tell us what it would take for us to get annexed to Illinois, which when we started on it, we were gung-ho on it. When we found out that it was an impossibility, we quickly dropped it. But we definitely thought at the time that the city of St. Louis would be much better off if it was part of Illinois. And that's knowing that, you know, Chicago dominates their politics. But the city of St. Louis is a industrial northeast city, and it's the only industrial northeast part of the rest of the state, which means it often gets left out and doesn't get its fair share and all those things.
So believe it or not, we only have a couple minutes left here. But the latest change that I have clocked would be, because I grew up in a very Democrat family because my dad was a union carpenter. And even when I started the show in 2000, I can't think of a single union Republican who I knew. And now after Trump, it seems that it's flipped once again. And all of the Harvard types are now Republicans, and all the working men are Democrats. I'm sorry, Democrats, and the working men are Republicans. Yeah.
Yeah.
When Trump is gone,
Do you think that will ease back to the old ways? Do you think this is where we are?
So I'll answer quickly, and David has a broader viewpoint. I think among the building and construction trade unions, it will stick. And you're also, by the way, seeing some permanent change. I think Senator Hawley sometimes shocks me. He sounds like a Democrat sometimes when he talks about unions and union workers. I think the service employees, like at working for local government, state government, nursing homes, hospitals, that sort of thing, they're really, really out there far left, and there's no danger of them going anything other than Democrat. But I do think that there are going to be permanent inroads among the building and construction trade unions.
You know, and I think it really started about Reagan's time because culturally, blue-collar workers in construction, labor industry, thought more Republican, go to church, a lot of them Catholic, pro-life, you know, like to hunt. But I think the union leadership is actually what slowed down the membership of moving where it has moved. And that's always going to be artificial. It may change the trajectory or the timing, but I don't think it changed inevitability. And candidly, the core of the Democrat Party really doesn't have much in common with construction labor. It's a much different party than it was.
Yeah, we are no longer, there's no doubt about it. A man with a stay-at-home wife, two children, driving a pickup truck, and who, you know, hunts deer in the fall, is no longer the target demographic makeup of the nonprofits and the universities that have sort of, you know, taken control, at least intellectually, of the Democratic
Party. Blue-collar agriculture. And the other thing is, Republicans, when the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party disappeared around Reagan, you lost that sort of corporate mentality in the Republican Party, that Eastern corporate mentality. And now I would say it's as far from that as possible. In fact, I would say Republicans are anti-big corporations as much as anybody.
Really interesting. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
426 DGS. I can tell you, having spent about an hour backstage with Andy Cohen at a political event, he is completely into KMOX.
That's awesome.
Like, he was just chatting me up, and so who's on now, and who's this, and who's that, and what about this guy? Is he still around anymore? Like, he was really genuinely interested.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I love Andy.
I think he's nice.
He's so good at what he does. Like, even if you don't care about any of, like, the housewives stuff or any of those reality shows, watching him host the things he hosts, like he does Watch What Happens Live every night. He hosts all the different reunions. He is so, I mean, there's no one out there who could do a better job than he does doing those things. So
yeah,
it's cool that he's from St. Louis.
Yeah, very cool. So you guys see that the president posted 400 times in an hour last night?
What?
400 posts in an hour.
How's that possible?
I don't know. But that's, so it was on Drudge.
I mean, I'm that's sure got to be multiple reposts. People. Oh, was it?
I would assume.
But I mean, that's, I post in things, it would be a lot to do 400. Like, you got to have multiple people doing that. Did you see the math thing today?
I saw on the sheet that you had.
Apparently, the cost of drugs is down in some cases 800%.
Wow.
Which would mean you're getting, which means if you were paying $100 before, you're now getting paid $800 per drug you're taking.
700%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.